This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. Today we're talking about proposed mergers by Aetna and Cigna with other insurers. Connecticut's leading a multi-state review of the Cigna-Anthem merger because Cigna's based here. But the woman in charge of that review, State Insurance Commissioner Catherine Wade, is a former Cigna employee. That's raised concerns about a conflict of interest. Wade denies there's a conflict, and now a state ethics board is reviewing that. California also has a stake in the proposed Anthem-Cigna merger, given the fact that if approved, Anthem will become that state's largest health insurer, and not all of California's regulators are green-lighting the proposal. For more, we're joined now by Chad Therhune, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Chad. Welcome to Where We Live.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
So this is a, you know, it's complicated for maybe the listeners at home when we're talking about mergers and healthcare plans and insurance and what's happening in California and how is that different than what the debate is here in Connecticut?
Yeah, the California Insurance Commissioner, Dave Jones, he's an elected commissioner, and he took a review of both deals, but first we'll take Anthem and Cigna, and he recently came out in opposition to the deal. That was the first state insurance commissioner to do so. And this could provide ammunition to the Justice Department if they want to block the deal. He just had the power to make a recommendation, but he made two main points that I think lots of other people are picking up on. One, the employer health market, which your other guests have talked about. He fears that will get too consolidated. And one example was in California, Anthem and Cigna, he said, would have 61% of the employer market, the market for offering benefits for these big self-insured employers. And he said, look, that would give Anthem and Cigna monopoly share in California. And, you know, despite all the attention over Obamacare, most Americans still get their health insurance through work. Mm-hmm. So that was a big concern. And then, two, he really took on this notion of savings, the $2 billion in savings that Anthem and Cigna talk about. He asked them a lot of questions. He asked for more data, more proof of where this money was coming from and where it would go. And he wasn't very satisfied with the answers, so he said those $2 billion savings are vague, not credible, and he said there's just simply no guarantee those savings would benefit policyholders.
Now, Dave Jones is California's insurance commissioner. What other officials in the state have a say in these mergers?
Yeah, California's a little different. There's two insurance regulators, so there's the elected California Insurance Commissioner, and then there's also an appointed regulator over managed care plans, and it's been a different decision there. She has not weighed in on Anthem and Cigna, but she has come out in favor of Aetna and Humana, and the insurance commissioner came out against Aetna and Humana, so Aetna and Humana has been a split decision in California.
And we'd asked this question earlier to a physician here in Connecticut, but, you know, when the states are coming up with or coming up with their reviews, I mean, how much weight does that carry in how the DOJ will decide?
Yeah, the Department of Justice is really the final arbiter here on antitrust grounds, and they cover the whole country. But I think if you look at the country, certain states are going to have more say than others. California is certainly a large state, the biggest market. You know, that's going to matter. Connecticut will certainly be very key in this deal. So, yeah, the Justice Department will be gathering all of this evidence. And, you know, if they want to block the deal, they're going to need to have some very specific reasons, you know, enough evidence on their side. And some of these state insurance decisions could provide that ammunition if they go down that route.
Chad, this is Harriet. I think that idea of market concentration is pretty interesting. I think that is where this intersects with people's lives. I know that the American Medical Association has said that of that large self-funded employer market, Anthem would have over 50% in Connecticut, and I think in New Hampshire might have been the top. It was something like 75% of that market that Anthem would have if this merger goes ahead. And I guess the question is always, you know, the Department of Justice can order divestitures, can say, well, in order for this to go ahead, you have to sell off some, you know, parts of your market. But what's the problem here with divestitures?
Yeah, when you talk to analysts in the Aetna-Humana deal, there's been a lot of concern about the Medicare Advantage market. I think there could be some parts of the business that are sold off, but I think it's a lot more complicated for Anthem and Cigna when you talk to analysts that they just don't see divestitures really solving the problem here. And you're right. In many of these markets, Anthem in particular is already very dominant. I think they're already dominant in 10 of the 14 states where they have Blue Cross Blue Shield plans. And then when you put Cigna on top of that, that's where you get some of these large numbers where they're over 50, 60% of the market for the big employer plans. And exactly that really gets down to the everyday American, the average worker. Open enrollment is coming up, and instead of three plans to pick from, you might have two, or more importantly, that amount that's deducted from your paycheck every week for health insurance, that might go up. Because if you're an employer, you just don't have another option. You don't have somebody to play off your current plan to get a better price, or as other people have said, maybe a better network. You're really stuck with one or two options, and as most people know, that tends to drive prices up.
I wanted to ask you, Chad, you know, we're focusing a lot on what the regulators think, but because you're a reporter in California, what are the residents in California, what do they think about these mergers?
Well, certainly Anthem is a big player here. Cigna is a little less, but still has a sizable presence in the employer market. I think, you know, people see rate increases. That's often their first reaction. Even before these deals, rates have been going up and up. There's been an uproar over those in the past. If you remember, Anthem had a famous huge double-digit rate increase in California right when the Affordable Care Act was pending in Congress, and some consumer advocates actually give Anthem credit for helping push that law across the finish line because President Obama and others cited that huge rate increase as, look, we have to do something about these health insurance companies. So I think there's already that pent-up anger over the price of health insurance. And then, yeah, networks have been getting smaller and smaller. Customer service is not great. Even the CEO of Anthem, Joseph Swedish, has cited that, saying, look, our reputation is already horrible. We really need to do something about our customer service. So I think there's just obvious fears of these companies getting even bigger and losing touch with consumers even more.
That's interesting. When you talk about Anthem, we just had a caller who just wanted to leave a comment, says she's insured by Anthem and was told that her premiums would go up 29%. She wonders, is this because of this merger? Went up 10% last year, and she's just a few years away from Medicare. I assume that the insurer would say that if this merger goes through, it would help her premiums.
Yeah, that's the argument they're going to make is, look, we're going to be able to have efficiencies, reduce costs. You know, they're also going to say, some people who are proponents of this, they say, look across the way. The hospitals, medical groups, clinics, surgery centers, they're all consolidating. When we've had a huge ramp up in consolidation on the hospital side. And in many communities now, you have these huge health systems where it's the hospital, you have medical groups, you have surgery centers, clinics, radiology, all owned by one big health system. So sometimes the health insurers say, hey, we've got to get bigger to compete with them because there's concerns about consolidation with the health systems and hospitals as well. So it's kind of like an arms race now between the two industries. So some people cite that. But that also doesn't really placate the critics saying, no, that's not really the answer to fight one with the other.
And you had mentioned earlier that California's insurance commissioner, Dave Jones, has now made his comments known about he thinks that the Anthem, Cigna, Aetna, Humana merger should not go through. How have the companies responded to his decision?
Well, I mean, they certainly disagree with his logic. They would say their savings are real. They will benefit consumers. They certainly don't think there's anti-competitive aspects to this. They would point out that there's new insurers coming into the market. There's companies like Oscar. Even some big health systems and hospitals are starting up their own health plans. So they would certainly cite, look, there's plenty of competition in the market. They reject the criticism from the insurance commissioner.
I want to thank Chad Therhune, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, for joining us. And tell us, if we wanted to read some of your reporting on how California's been dealing with this review process, where can we go?
Just go to khn.org, Kaiser Health News, and you can read all of our stories.